Former Finance Minister Tendai-Biti, who was the current Vice President of the MDC Alliance, was among six members of parliament from the opposition grouping who were recalled last week by their former party, the People's Democratic Party, PDP. The MDC Alliance was formed before the 2018 elections. It contested the voting under the leadership of Nelson Chamisa, who controversially took over the reins of power after the death of Morgan Tsvangirai. Thokozani Kube, then the MDC co-vice president, along with Chamisa, contested Chamisa's ascent to power, claiming it didn't follow proper procedures. Kube contested the elections on an MDC ticket, but got just 45,000 votes and no seats in parliament, to more than 2 million votes for Chamisa's MDC alliance. Analysts say the MDC alliance must shoulder some of the blame for the fractious state of the opposition in the country, but they add that a large share must be placed at the feet of the ruling ZANU-PF, claiming it controls the judiciary, paving the way for the liquidation of the opposition through a series of controversial judgments. The aftermath of the election led to violence as six protesters were gunned down by the army. And the MDC alliance political troubles escalated when it refused to join the government's political actors dialogue poll as the ZANU-led government sought to mend its battered international image. The erosion of the MDC alliance has continued as the ZANU-PF party tightened its grip on power. It has been accused of using the COVID-19 lockdown to keep the opposition out of the public eye and prevent anti-government protests from developing. Alex Magaisa, a legal expert, says the recent development is not a recall, but an expulsion, as the procedure of a recall does not exist in the constitution.
What is happening is called an expulsion. The party that claims the MP is expelling an MP from parliament. This is an absurd situation in which an individual or a group of people have simply written to the Speaker of Parliament, Mr. Mudenda, and the Speaker of Parliament has accepted this letter to be a representative of a letter or a notice from a political party which has control over these MPs. That includes former Finance Minister and current Vice President of the MDC Alliance, Tendai-Biti, and other colleagues.
Magaisa says the ruling party's motivation to oust opposition legislators appears to be removing dissenting voices, leaving a pliable opposition. Another political analyst, Effie Ngwe, sees the move as a harbinger and preparation for a totalitarian one-party state rule by ZANU-PF.
This is a very serious issue that is threatening the democratic dispensation that we are all fighting for. Human rights will be at stake. The rule of law is at stake without a strong opposition. So it is important that we put the opposition on a strong pedestal instead of a weakened one. The recall of MPs in parliament is nowhere near in the best interest of the people of Zimbabwe.
Analysts concur that the ZANU-PF-led government is playing a zero-sum game of totally annihilating the opposition. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.